Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castile with a look at week one of the March 2015 celestial timings. And this is an amazing week because, of course, it does have the Virgo full moon on March 5th. However, there's other amazing events taking place. And one of them is on March 4th, the day that commands us to march forth into love and compassion or into life, whatever that might look like for us to march forth. It's the only day that really gives us a command, and that happens to be my birthday. So that always love the first week of March, just because I get to celebrate that. And I will be taking a few days to go and celebrate. So the first thing that's going to happen, we'll have a waxing moon, a very full moon for most of the beginning of March. The moon will be passing Regulus, actually first Jupiter on March 2nd, and then Regulus on March 3rd. Definitely worth looking into the sky for. And the both Jupiter and Jupiter's in the sign of Leo. Regulus is actually in the sign of Virgo. This began to happen for 72 years. We had Regulus at 29 degrees of Leo, and then in November of 2011, the seasonal sign of Virgo started to overlay the star Regulus, one of the four royal stars. And this really marked a dramatic shift in some ways of looking at the astrological mysteries. Particularly Dane Rajar, he said that when Regulus moved into Virgo, Virgo moved over Regulus is actually more accurate to say, because the seasonal signs are shifting 1 degree every 72 years. The constellations are the constant backdrop that the seasonal signs are moving through. So that we'd had 2,160 years of Regulus being overlaid by the seasonal sign of Leo. And then starting in November of 2011, it began to be Virgo. So there was a big shift that took place at that time that's worth just paying attention to. So every time now you see the moon with Regulus, you know that it is in the seasonal sign of Virgo. So this, as we begin this month with the moon in Leo, then moving, shifting on the 3rd into Virgo, and the moon passing by Jupiter, amplifying and activating the mysteries of Leo and how we express or can tune into healthy self-love and self-respect and self-approval and self-acceptance and self-assurance and self-confidence and all the things that are associated with that. So it's a great way to start out March contemplating these issues or these pieces. What's in the way of that? What would it take for us to release anything that's in the way of that? And can we expand how we experience that in our life, as the moon is very full at this time, very much illuminating these mysteries? And then on March 4th, the day that gives a command that tells us to march forth into life, my birthday, yay. Not only do we have the moon passing by Regulus and entering into Virgo, we also have Venus trining Jupiter, conjunct Uranus, and square Pluto, which is a major configuration that's taking place. And so we can, and the next day, of course, is the full moon in Virgo. So it's like there's this sense of this gathering of all these planets in activation of the divine feminine. Venus is at 14 Aries, Jupiter is at 14 Leo, Uranus is at 14, also 14 Aries, and Pluto is at 14 Capricorn. And so this activates the Uranus-Pluto square that will be exact again on March 16th and prepares us for the exact full moon. It actually opens the full moon window, because we consider it to be 3 days, the day before, the day of, and the day after. And on March 5th, the moon will be full at 14 Virgo. So there's that number 14 again. At 11:05 a.m. So the fullest rise of the moon will be actually on the night of the 4th, as it's still waxing. The fullest waxing rise of the moon will be on the night of the 4th, and then the moon will have already begun to wane by the time it rises on the night of March 5th, although it will not be that noticeable. So And when we think about the Virgo mysteries, we are tuning into the patterning of life, into how to honor life as sacred. And also the Virgo full moon might be a great time to tune into what is your calling? What is it that is yours to do? What is your sacred work? What is it that is the way that you can offer your gifts to the world? And if we don't have a way of offering our gifts, then oftentimes we find that life is not as joyful or happy as we'd like it to be. So if you don't have a way of doing that, this is a great time to ask for the moon to give you some insight, some illumination on that question. The sun will also sextile Pluto on March 5th. On the day of the full moon, and this always happens prior to Pluto going retrograde, and that's going to happen in April. And actually on April 16th, Pluto will station retrograde, and the sextile is letting us know that that preparation is in play, is at play. On March 6th, the moon will enter Libra, crossing the equinox point, and illuminating the mysteries of respectful ways of doing partnership and relationship, and how to honor each person in the relationship as valuable and having something to offer and to give, and to have a sense of really respecting the gifts that each is bringing and working with that. Then on Saturday, March 7th, the sun will catch up to Chiron. This happens once each year. And the Chiron's at 17 Pisces, the sun's at 17 Pisces. So this is an infusion of solar energy into the mysteries of the shamanic healer. In fact, we would say that Chiron is actually in the phase of its cycle where it is, when it's with the sun, is in its shamanic part of the journey. And in Pisces, it is about how we do heart healing, how we connect into compassion, and also how we experience our feelings, our emotions, and process and heal them. Because, of course, Chiron is the shamanic healer. So do you need to forgive yourself? Do you need to forgive somebody else? Do you, you know, what would it take for you to have a healing experience? The other thing is, you know, taking a look in the evening sky in this first week of March and noticing the separation, how Venus and Mars are starting to separate out a bit from their very, very close conjunction in February, which was stunning and amazing to see if you had a chance to see that. So that will complete our first week of March 2015.